You're listening to the show about Javelin and Roscoe. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Guess what we're getting? I bought a whale. We're putting a whale on this wall right behind me. I can't wait for the whale.
A whale?
Leave her alone.
Like a real one, a taxidermied one?
Oh my gosh, that would be even better. That's the only thing that would be better.
Are you mispronouncing wall?
It's a big green metal print with a whale that says Moby on the way. Like the whale has a tattoo.
Wow, you must really like the musician Moby.
Oh, crap. Is that what it's going to communicate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it. Abby, the whale has it. The whale has a tattoo.
You need to get one with Moby on it and one with Dick on it.
And put them in different rooms.
I'll keep the dick. It'll be like those best friend necklaces, you know, from the 90s. You take the Moby. I'll take the dick. I don't care about the context. I will be very proud to display it in my living room.
That would
this
be amazing.
This is like a great, oh man, I want this to be a song. You take the Moby and I'll take the dick. You take the Moby and I'll take the dick.
If Abby gets it on this wall, we could put ours on this wall.
We could totally put it right there next to Jerome's
art.
Holy
crap.
Oh
that
my
would
God.
Be amazing.
Dick.
That would be amazing.
Jerome would love to have his art just next to the word dick.
Yeah. With on a whale, apparently.
On a whale, though.
I'm very excited. Yes. I am now anticipating that this will happen.
Dork.
Oh, I know. I get that. But no. Dick.
Okay. But no. Gosh. And what is this quote, Alex, about whales? Why would they use the word
blue whale has the largest cock in the world, averaging 8 to 10 feet long with the largest.
I feel like you made that up because the word cock
is 16 feet.
Actually, I'm not sure that that came off of Wikipedia now that I
yeah, really.
That's hilarious. I want to make a Wikipedia account and just change penis to cock.
Does Alex only know how to use Urban Dictionary? Is that the only website he has on his computer?
He thinks that he doesn't understand how the rest of the internet works. That's the only thing.
Alex uses Urban Dictionary and Abby uses Hot or Not.
Yeah. Yep.
That's her favorite search engine. That's probably what it is now, I'm assuming.
Hot or Not search engine.
I have an Urban Dictionary plugin I use whenever writing essays. Some people
did
like
you
Grammarly,
mean to say cock?
Yeah. Was that Clippy?
That was Clippy.
Aw, so cute.
All right. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, I'm not ready yet. Hold on.
Adam, are you ready?
Calculator?
It's his phone.
Oh, that's a big phone.
He put it like right by the camera. He has a big phone.
Look how big mine is.
Your fingers are huge.
Shut up.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
That's when you go.
This is when you start burping.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Wait, I'm not streaming yet.
Okay, now you're streaming.
Now I am.
Watch
People
stream.
To...
Watching.
Is everybody watching?
Yeah. We want to watch the screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to do it again?
Sure. And then are you going to mute yourselves? Have fun editing this, KT.
Yep.
Oh,
yay.
All right, let's see how this goes. There is a sooty gang. And there's a place
where they hang. Made by a giant worm with poop that'd make Will squirm. We went down into those Alfucks hideout. We went down, down, down until Will burst his eye out. Cause he drummed, 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 and then felt doubt because he'd blacked out. Do 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 do. Drugs are drugs are drugs, 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 drugs. Drugs are drugs are drugs, 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 drugs. We kept going, we couldn't give up and quit. Rafina called Roscoe and got a critical perception hit. The dog barked, 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 and Rafina heard it from the worm-hewn pit. But then we met Sanjay, whose mind seemed empty. We tried our best to get through the door. Oh, but it proved a chore. So Bathwack ran and overturned a big brazier. I remembered fondly last year watching all of Frasier. Will and Roscoe tried lying, a risky wager. Ooh. Their failure was major. Rafina snuck past Sanjay, a stealthy voyage. Outran Roscoe's dog chewing a severed appendage. The boss Oppo came to micromanage with blackface plumage. So we each cried out our particular war cry as Oppo got high, as Oppo got high, as Oppo got high, as Oppo got high.
Amazing! Woo! That was so awesome!
Yay!
Oh my god! Your voice is perfect for that song.
Yeah, yes, it really
that
is.
Was
those
great.
Low notes.
That was
very
so
impressive.
Yeah.
You're like Quezon Day or whatever his name is.
Quezon Day, yeah. Chocolate Rain. Oh,
oh
man, that was amazing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Ooh. And very illuminating, too.
Dude, I can't believe you got so much info. That was so good. Wow.
Hey, that's what a recap is for.
I know, and half of mine are not that informative, I don't
well,
think.
Well, then you're not accomplishing the task laid out in front of you.
I'm not. Adam, that was awesome. Holy crap.
That was awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
God.
All right, officially initiated. All right, should we tell him we don't actually do this every week? And
yeah,
we just made him do that?
We just made him do that. Yeah.
But you can do next week too if you want, Adam.
I'm never doing this again.
You mean pork fried dice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, yes, as alluded to in the recap that we just heard,
yeah.
You all had uttered your particular war cries. Why don't we hear them all again in order? Does anybody remember the order? I do.
Oh.
I do remember it.
I don't remember the order.
Now, I think Bathwack was first.
That's true.
Javelin.
Roscoe.
Authenticity?
That's not how you said it.
Authenticity.
There you go.
Mayonnaise.
It didn't cut out the mayonnaise. That's good.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah. As promised off screen, I would reward all of you with a good description of your battle cry and why it applies to what you're about to do. This is maybe an easier task for some of you than others, but I said, if you, no, I think Abby's fine.
Okay, yeah.
And I said that if you came up with something that, I don't remember exactly how I phrased it, but essentially if it pleases me.
Oh.
Or convinces me, if you will.
Convince me.
Then I will allow you to choose your initiative order in this battle, which has essentially been commenced.
Okay.
So, Abby, you can get that one you've always wished for. You can't even roll ones as your character, but I would let you pick a one.
I know.
Yep.
I gotta win this, guys. If this is important.
You please me with your mayonnaise description.
Wow.
But I think we should go in the order.
So dirty.
Hey, it's your description. We're gonna go in the order, though, that these things were yelled out, as is, I think, appropriate.
Okay.
And so, Bathwack, can you describe? You yell javelin. What does that mean? Go. Now.
Is he still muted?
I'm still on the spot.
Yeah, wow.
Actually, you gave us plenty of fair warning.
Yeah. It's also 41 minutes since we were supposed to start, so.
Oh, whoops.
The real answer is Bathwack yells this every time he puts his hand back here. Every single time. It just happens to actually have a javelin this time. No, I'm just kidding.
Like if somebody, if you have like an itchy neck.
You're scratching your back.
Javelin!
Yeah.
Javelin.
It's actually what he, yeah, it's actually what, you know, it's what he calls his right arm. No, oh. I don't know. I have no idea.
Look, I mean, there's, it does, I don't think it has to be anything fancy for you.
It like, certainly it's doesn't, not.
He's
but it
just
could
grabbing
be.
A javelin.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to please Eric, but.
It won't. No, it won't. But.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the javelin?
We're not going to reveal the secret life of Bathwack in the word javelin, so, you know.
What are you going to do with the javelin?
I mean, what I always do with javelins.
Throw them in vats of wine?
I impale people and they go flying into vats of wine, which hopefully will happen today.
Okay. Roscoe. You yelled Roscoe. It's very vain of you. That was my first thought.
Well, I yelled Roscoe, and I kind of already completed the assignment.
You kind of did.
Ahead of time. Like, I did it last session.
Yeah.
Roscoe is, you know, over the years with his companion of the canine persuasion, Roscoe has practiced a particular brand of ranged attack.
Wow.
Utilizing said companion. They call it R&R. And it involves essentially beginning from a position of Roscoe holding dog Roscoe. And then spinning dog Roscoe in the air by his tail. And hurling him like a shot put almost at the threat, at the attacker. And
one, I mean, I would argue that's more of a hammer throw, but go on.
Yeah. One might express concerns that this would constitute a type of, I don't know, animal abuse. But
nobody even thought that.
For lack of a better word.
I was really just concerned about the mechanics, you know.
If Rafina were to ask Dog Roscoe how he feels about some good old-fashioned R&R, I think Roscoe would say that he's into it. But basically, he bites the person's face.
Nice.
Got it. So one would say you maybe wouldn't even need to necessarily fling him by the tail. He could just run over and do that.
Haven't you seen Roscoe's proportions? He's not going to run as fast.
That's so true. He's like a potato.
When speed is of the essence.
You got to pull him by the tail and whip him around. And
yeah. I will take your comment under consideration.
Anyway, next we have authenticity.
Yeah.
Reverberating through this worm-hewn pit.
Right. You just want to know how it relates to what we do
just,
next?
Yeah, what is that? Okay. Why would Will have, whether in character or out of character, yelled authenticity in the throw
of
battle.
I'm under the influence of drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But with what drug-addled intent was this battle cry uttered. This isn't a very pleasing start.
Well, listen, you know I always need clarification because I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do. But Will has, like I said last time, he like pulled up his pant leg. This weird leg thing happened. I like teleported across the room or something.
Just like a step.
I teleported a step and I let my like Mask of Many Faces-ish spell drop.
Yep.
And I'm just looking wired and tired and
okay.
stressed. Mm-hmm. So I say authenticity. And is Oppo anywhere nearby? I know he had been shoving his face in the brazier, but did he come back?
Yeah, he's or the charging other person? Across the room towards Bathwack, who tried to knock over the other brazier.
Okay, well, I'm going to run up to Oppo and shake his hand.
Authentically.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your intent?
Well, my intent is to charm person him and pick his pocket. Or do something and pick his pocket. Like, I never had...
And tell me...
Oh, God.
How that is authentic.
Well, how is it authentic to Will?
Because how does that represent totally authenticity? I'm not trying to set you up to fail here.
Because he has been hiding the fact that he is a socialite con man for a while. Mm-hmm. And he is going to go up to this person that he thinks is the boss, presumably, since this guy is waiting for... Mm-hmm. The guard was waiting for him to show up, and Will, feeling like he is just as important, or probably, let's face it, way more important than this guy, is going to run over to this guy and get him to stop fighting us and save the situation, obviously.
Okay. Got it.
Because he thinks that that's what he's all about. He's being authentic. He's going to save the day by picking this guy's pocket or tricking him into making us his friend.
Got it.
Something like that.
Okay.
Except we're all going to fight, so it's not really going to matter. Oh, well. Sorry, guys.
Who knows? Rafina.
So, mayonnaise is actually, believe it or not.
I do.
Believe it or not.
I do.
Is actually the way that Rafina is asking Bathwack, hey, man, nays, to please call into existence Steed Corral.
Is Rafina aware? Does Rafina know that takes 10 minutes?
Oh. Of course Rafina doesn't.
And also that Bathwack has no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Just like we know that javelin is what you always say, but we didn't know that until just now.
I think Rafina should be able to call into existence Steed Corral for Bathwack just because of that.
For real. And it shouldn't take any time at all. It should have actually happened before I even said anything.
It's going to materialize right over your head.
Oh, God.
My head.
Right over the DM's head.
And if Steed Corral does not materialize, mm-hmm. then I'm going to reach into my pocket searching for, which of course I've already thrown through the window in Ravenloft to find... the famous jar with the mayonnaise in it.
You have that. Lank had it and you took it. Oh, you totally got it. Yep.
I look in my pockets for it and I pull it out. And it's such an amazing object because of all of the spouts. I take it and I whip it so that it's going in circles like this. And it's almost like the
miracle whip it.
You miracle whip it. Good.
Well done. Oh my gosh. This is just going in so many good directions.
Yay!
And it's kind of, it's almost boomerangy, but it's not, you know, it's doing this wild thing and it's like right above Roscoe as he flies toward the guy.
Whoa.
So like the two of them are very quickly shooting at this, at Oppo.
This is, this is unfortunate because,
Roscoe's allergic to mayonnaise.
Roscoe's going to eat this disc, right? He's going to try to retrieve it.
This is the one thing that Roscoe the Talk has never been able to master in the practice sessions for R&R, which is to like not get distracted by flying mayonnaise.
And I have to say, it's happening.
I can't believe it's happening. This is wild.
Yeah,
that you picked one thing, but like Roscoe is like. Like
it looks just like a frisbee.
Roscoe's been spending years trying to train Roscoe. Like, don't like, don't pay no attention to the flying mayonnaise next to your head.
Yeah.
Finish the job as we practice. Now, and he's never gotten this right. So like in a like the climax of a sports movie where like the guy who's never gotten the field goal or whatever the fuck, like it comes down to this. Is Roscoe dog Roscoe, is he gonna be able to not mess up our attack here?
Well, you know, the mayonnaise, a drop is gonna fly out at high speed and cover both of Roscoe's eyes. Like it's gonna splash right in his eyes.
So a single drop.
Yeah, at the speed is going all the molecules.
Like in the foundational quantum physics experiment, the two slit or the slit, I forget what it's called. A single
Alex won't say.
A single drop of mayonnaise is going to act instead of like a particle, like a wave, and cause both of Roscoe's eyes to be blinded.
And that's good or bad?
Yeah, I know.
Does that cut down with the distraction?
Right. So if the drop blinds, if the drop is like ahead of the jar, and reaches Roscoe's eyes before the jar enters his kind of field of vision, then that's very good.
Yeah, but is it spicy jalapeno mayonnaise?
Ooh. No. We don't actually know.
Is it boomerangy or boomer tangy?
Ooh.
Well, we're not splitting the mayonnaise atom here. It's not like one unit of mayonnaise. It's actually, you know, a drop of mayonnaise that can splash out
splits and splashes
into like the shape of sunglasses.
Right. And that's quantum physics.
Yeah. Yes. It is. That's official. I think I wrote something like that in some of our documentation, actually.
Well, what a fascinating.
I just like so much Alex sitting there trying not to say anything, just like so disappointed right now.
Hey, Abigail's
already said too much.
I don't think my characterization of that experiment was that shabby, personally.
It was amazing. You got a thumbs up.
I didn't need to say anything.
Thank you.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Guys, my candied peel is on fire. Uh-oh. I've got to go take care of it.
Well, you go take care of that. And Eric will sit here in silence to determine and decide whether he has been pleased.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'll have to sit on tenterhooks.
We all get to choose our order.
When we all come back.
I didn't say if I was pleased or not. I said I decided.
Oh my God.
Eric is really in a mood.
You were gone long enough that we bailed on D&D and are going to play Jackbox.
We've decided.
No,
here's the thing. Okay, why don't we record ourselves playing Jackbox and play Jackbox as our D&D characters?
OMG.
I actually would really love to do that.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm not sure I would fantastic.
Play a lot differently
that
than
way,
I do.
That way Eric has plenty of time. Would. Before the next session to decide whether he's pleased by everything we just did. And then this is like a special bonus.
Oh gosh. Is that Adam's first stone sound?
Oh, it might be.
I forget what that means.
It's what he uses for every door opening sound, but it's the septic tank sound.
Oh. I just didn't know if it like means something. Like I'm dead. Like
no, he just likes to play sounds.
Okay.
So you guys, I've kept you on.
Yes.
Tenterhooks.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else, but I couldn't think of anything besides tenterhooks. Hey, you said it for me, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You guys have been on what Abby said for long enough. I must report that I am unilaterally pleased.
Okay, yeah. Yay! I knew it. You're like the easy
teacher.
Except
with KT.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to do that. I even knew you were going to do that. I knew that if I said that, you were going to do that, and I was well prepared to take the punishment.
And now I'm pleased again.
Yeah, see?
And now I'm not.
What the fuck? I don't know where to go now. Uh-oh.
So, as I had said, you are all allowed to choose your initiative order.
Okay.
Or, not your order, but just your number. You get to pick a number. It's very meta.
Oh. But not what you said earlier.
Well, I mean, that is the number represents your initiative order.
Okay. So
you can
14?
Discuss amongst yourselves. You don't have to keep it secret and reveal it all at the same time.
Okay. Well,
I mean, whatever the order is, one of us is 20, one of us is 19.9, one of us is 19.8, one of us is 19.7.
I'm one.
Nice.
Yeah, you've never played with Abby.
Abby always wants to be one.
I want to go last. Be last.
All right.
Even after the bad guys, though?
What do you mean even after the bad guys?
Do you
want to
let them have a turn first, or do you want to have your turn before the bad guys?
You don't know their
number. That's why I said you have to be 19.7.
Oh, dang it.
That's why I'm smart.
I don't know how that the bad guys can roll their own numbers, and we can only pick from the top four. All right,
fine, you roll.
What?
I'll give in right away. Won't even be a fight.
Grumpy.
You can roll.
Grumpy Eric.
That's how I always am. I just mask
it's
it.
It's the bowling.
It was very assaulting to the senses.
He must have missed. He must have lost. Did you lose at bowling, Eric?
Actually, he won very handily. As usual,
turkey.
As with all games.
You got a turkey?
Huh? I think that Alex should go first. Both narratively and strategically, because he was the one who
was going to knock over the brazier, right?
Did this whole thing. He got out his javelin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You also have to consider the integrity of the story, KT.
Yes, I know, but I want to get to Oppo first before he spears him through the head with a javelin.
Oh, well, the power of authenticity. Mm. May very well.
I mean,
be greater.
I admitted
than the power
I was pleased.
Javelin.
This gives you
finally
this
tell
power.
Bathek what you really need.
Yeah.
This is... like...
Oh yeah. I mean, it could be that I'm running up, and if I see you gonna throw a javelin through his eye, I'm like, this guy's mine. I
love that. All right. No, I love it.
Yeah.
So Will, I think Will gets top initiative because I'm so curious to see what the power of authenticity does in the face of. Drug-addled Oppo.
Yeah.
And how drug-addled is Will still at this point? Like, do we have a measure on that?
Yeah.
Do you have a measure on that?
Mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, do you have a mayonnaise on that?
Eric really didn't like that pun at all.
No, I loved it, actually. Just you wait.
Just
I wait.
So, yeah, you think he is addled. By drugs.
Okay. It's clear to us still.
You have a handle on it.
That I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
And to clarify, Roscoe and Rafina's attacks that are already, they're basically surprise attacks, perhaps. I don't know how you'd adjudicate that, Eric. But pre-initiative, dog Roscoe is already in the air. And the mayonnaise is already in the air, hurtling towards Sanjay, I believe. Is that correct?
Oh, I thought it was Oppo, because you said Oppo was... Oh, Oppo's headed toward the...
Oppo's going to Bathwack. And when I initiated the R&R...
I believe you did say Sanjay, yes.
It was because, okay Bathwack is taking care of Oppo.
Got it.
And while people are kind of distracted and in a flurry, I will take care of Sanjay.
That does make sense.
I'm assuming you all remember, but just in case the listeners don't, there is also a third City Gang member down here with you.
Sure.
Who came down with Oppo, who put his face out.
Yeah.
Just make sure everybody, all the listeners are on the same page. You guys know. So, I need numbers, people. Give me your numbers.
Does the St. Bernard get a number?
That's not for you to ask or for me to answer.
Jeez.
What?
All right, so you ask and we'll answer.
Yeah. All right, does the St. Bernard get a number?
Not only does the St. Bernard get a number, but Roscoe the dog has his own initiative,
That's
too.
That's what I was going to ask. No,
he acts on your initiative.
Oh.
Okay. How does this sound to everybody? Will has top initiative, a solid crit hit initiative roll. And then... save Bathwack's attack on Oppo for last because we don't want that to get in the way of the potential positive developments of the power of authenticity. Mm. So Roscoe. So then Ruffina is throwing a jar of mayonnaise at the third guy, and the drop of mayonnaise just happens to be flying over in the direction of dog Roscoe, which is hurtling towards Sanjay. That way we have three attacks on three different people.
It's not an attack on the dog.
Shut the fuck up.
I love the loud just...
No one's ever told Abby that ever.
Rebuttal, yes, absolutely. I know. Absolutely.
We're all too scared.
Yeah.
So... So Will has a critical hit on initiative. Ruffina has a 19. Roscoe has an 18.9. And Bathwack has a 1.
I had no idea we could do decimals.
Do you have the weather pulled up or something? So
no, no, it's just the... oh, yeah, you mean in case there's like a tornado or something?
Yeah, yeah. I just mean in case it's like...
Yeah, look at the weather.
Especially...
It's pretty crazy up here.
Yeah. You guys are pretty like unsheltered to the elements because you're sort of on top of a hill.
Right in the middle
bit.
Of a nothing. There's
wind advisory.
Okay.
Mayonnaise is in the forecast.
All right. Let's start. So is everybody in agreement that Will is 20? I mean, Ruffina, you were just given a 19, which I don't believe is your wish.
No, I would prefer an 17.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Well, yeah, but if you're a 17, then Roscoe's a 16.9.
So you mean 16. Roscoe dog?
Roscoe.
Wait,
Roscoe,
why do you
Roscoe.
Keep trying to go after me? I don't understand the strategy
here. Because I think narratively, we have to respect the integrity of the narrative.
Uh-huh.
The success of Roscoe's turn...
Depends on
what happens with the mayonnaise. Drop of mayonnaise in the
all
right, fine.
In the air.
Yeah,
but it affects the whole battle. I have to keep up that.
That's your fault. Okay? You somehow intuited the one thing that when I was writing the backstory for Roscoe, I decided
it's
that
the one thing he wrote.
The dog attack is the one thing I wrote. I figured I'd come up with all the other stuff, like important relationships in his past and traumas that inform his current, you know, world weariness and reluctance to go on adventures. But mayonnaise and his dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my fault, wasn't it? Okay, fine. Well, so I'll be a 17.
Okay.
Got it. So, the one piece of information I neglected to share with you intentionally
is
that...
There's a pit of lava in the middle of the room.
Everything you're describing is all given to you because I was so pleased on a sort of a bonus surprise action.
Mm.
And it all happens at the same time.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Okay.
So... Bathwack yells, javelin, pulls out a javelin. He sees Will rush up to Oppo in front of him and attempt to shake his hand. Bathwack sees Will do this and maybe make a gesture for him to stop for a second, and he's able to stop the motion. Your bicep is as taut as it's ever been.
Oh my God.
That instinct is so great to just scratch your back, but you do not do it. You're itchy. Roscoe and Ruffina simultaneously throw their most beloved of possessions. And I missed this. Were you both throwing them at Sanjay, or was that changing?
Well, no. I proposed that perhaps.
Yeah, I thought you switched it.
Are you okay with that, Abby? That Ruffina is throwing the mayonnaise at the third guy who came down with Oppo.
Yes. But they're traveling.
The drop of mayonnaise flew off on a different trajectory towards Sanjay.
Right.
Yes.
And
you
so,
know, I never took physics.
No, only economics.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Ruffina is so still in tune with Roscoe. You were so fixated on his plight, and you were speaking his language, literally.
The
that
dog.
Yes, exactly. That this mayonnaise, it's left your hand. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. But you see that Roscoe, as he's flying through the air, his jowls pushed back, his big ears flapping in the wind. He start. You see this in slow motion. He's just got this big grin. He's just turning towards the jar of mayonnaise. even though you're aiming at different targets, it's a cross thing. It looks like it's gonna be trouble, and so. An image flashes through your mind, a funny joke actually, flashes through your mind as you see the mayonnaise fly and you're like, oh man, and then you realize that's the first part of mayonnaise, and then you say naze in your head, this is all in your head of course, and then you think of Steed of course, and then all of a sudden, just from above, this green object comes hurtling down and lands with a clop clop. And there's Steve Corral right in the center of the room, and the jar of mayonnaise bounces off of his flank and crashes to the ground and shatters.
God. Oh, no!
Oh,
no. So happy.
Oh, Steed, I'm so happy and I'm so mad you broke my mayonnaise, but thank you for coming.
But that's a good thing because now Roscoe has nothing to be distracted by.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay. He don't give a shit about horses.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they're green or hurtling out of the sky, he does not care. So we'll need to resolve then two things. One, we'll need to resolve Will's interaction with Oppo.
Okay. So I was about to look at my spells, and I did in fact look at my spells for a second, but I think because of authenticity, Will is not going to cast a spell. He didn't used to have magic. Mm. He's running up and he's just fucking going to talk to this guy. He's going to shake his head and he's going to say.
So this guy's charging across the room.
He's charging. Okay, well, I'm.
He's charging towards Bathwack.
Okay, well, what is the angle at which I hit him, or where am I chasing after him, or what?
No, you can intercept
the path. Will is
about to
get clotheslined.
Yeah, probably.
You can certainly intercept the path.
Okay. Well, this guy isn't like, it's not like I'm fighting a keck-sized person, right? It's just a person-sized person.
Is he even
an
bigger?
Owl-faced. Yeah, how big is Oppo? Huge?
He's pretty big, yeah. He's not as beefy as the guard guy. Yeah, he's definitely bigger than you.
But he's an Ibis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll roll. The thing that I'll roll is not a spell, but is just like a dex, some kind of dexterity. Like, hey, I have fast fingers. Uh-huh. I am a nimble person.
Sure.
I'm
what
going
are you trying to do?
Try to.
I'll help you.
Well, shake his hand and get him to slow down. Like, basically, just kind of slow him down as you would. Like, I kind of bump into him as a pickpocket would on the street, maybe picking his pocket right there at the beginning. Okay. But what I'm trying to do is dexterously. Not have him knock me over, but me slow him down. And I'm going to say, have you heard from Savnok lately?
Ooh.
Okay. Got it. So I need you to give me two rolls.
Okay.
I need a acrobatics check a sleight of hand check.
Here we go. This is where I fail.
The acrobatics check is at disadvantage.
Okay.
And the sleight of hand is with advantage.
We've got the wind, man.
The sleight of
you
hand is with advantage. Okay. So and the acrobatics is at disadvantage.
Correct.
Can I, if I gain, if I use the Tides of Chaos to gain advantage on my disadvantage roll, would that leave me with just a regular roll?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm going to use Tides of Chaos to bend luck my way and just roll acrobatics once without disadvantage.
Okay.
And then before I even look at that, I don't even want to know. Sleight of hand at advantage. I forgot to do it at advantage, but I'll just click it twice.
You did.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we've got a 7 for acrobatics.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then with advantage, a 19 sleight of hand.
Okay.
All right. So.
He crushes me.
You are sort of flung to the side.
Okay.
As Oppo takes your hand, like, as he's running, and he, like, kind of grabs it. You get those feathery fingers.
Yeah.
You have flashbacks to good berries and not in your mouth.
Yeah. Ugh.
Did you eat the good berries? I don't think so. There's no
Hell
way.
No.
Yeah. Didn't
Hell
think
no.
so. So yeah, you are. His process is basically unhindered.
I've heard from Zadnok lately.
But you are able to reach a hand in one of his pockets he goes by, pretty easily.
Okay.
You probably didn't even need advantage, but you had it because he's not paying attention really to you at all.
Okay. What do I get? A plastic ball with a Dakota ring in it. I hope. What do I get?
It's just an owl pellet.
I hope you have. See, I know. Like, what is in this owl man's pocket?
Okay. So describe your picking. Are you like fingertips and just trying to pull something, or handfuls?
So
or
again,
like...
what I had been doing was trying that classic running into somebody, bumping them a little bit, and then slipping my pocket into his breast. But because I was trying to shake his hand, using my left hand to pick his pocket. Mm-hmm. Slip my pocket into his breast.
Auga.
Slip my pocket into his breast.
Auga.
Nobody called me on that. Nobody said anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's right at the chest, like right up here. Like,
okay. Throop. Got it. So you get a good hand in there, and you reach in and pull out just as quick as you can. You have a second to check your hand, and you realize you're holding mostly, it looks like just soot.
Great.
Just a handful of soot.
Okay.
It's like dark, purpley soot.
Okay. Oh, purple.
And within there, it's kind of soot-coated, but you think it's maybe some sort of meat.
Ew.
What?
Oh, God. Is it a finger or some shit?
No. I mean, maybe, but it's not recognizable as a finger.
I know. It's not my turn anymore.
It doesn't look very cooked either.
Yeah, raw meat. Great. Oh, Will's like, this is exactly what I always wanted to do with my life. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I can do, I'm assuming.
Yep. And now, Roscoe, I need you to resolve the Roscoe, the R&R. Because it went unhindered. So I need to know, you're basically going to be rolling me, you know, your typical R&R attack roll. It's on your character sheet.
Well, I do have a sling attack. Should we just use that?
Sure.
Sling, wow.
All right, so I'll roll that. Do I get advantage because it's like a surprise attack?
Nope.
Okay. Fine. Oh, and I think I said last time that this was like, that getting Roscoe out of his arms is so that his hands are free to move to his quarterstaff. So that's okay. Next. But
yeah.
First we'll see what happens with
Alrighty.
That's a 23.
It is a 23 to hit. And that certainly does hit. So you can go ahead then and roll damage. So it's probably more damage than a sling would be.
It says 3 bludgeoning. I'd say it's probably more like plus 30. 2.
I'm saying if you throw a dog at someone, it's probably more like a D6, and then it was going to be plus 2. So it'll be a D6 plus 2, as opposed to a D4 plus 2.
So I'll roll a D6?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay, so that's 4 damage. So yeah, Roscoe thrown fully into the face of Sanjay, who is trying to beat him off as... Listen, pork fried dice. Mark Jessen's daughter's listening right now. Don't say another word. Actually, please do.
Oh, no. Don't listen.
All right. So now, now there's not just one drop
of mayonnaise.
White liquid in this.
No.
Abby, just, you know, you also have full license to tell Adam to shut the fuck up.
I just want to know why there's whiteout in that room.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Corrective fluid. Yeah. You can't use that. That's fluid. We're going to get sued.
Mike Nesmith just died, and he was heir to the whiteout fortune or something. He was related to the people who invented it.
Is that
it.
A monkey?
Yeah.
What?
You like that guy, don't you?
Well, I like the monkeys. He wasn't my favorite monkey, but I did like him.
Aww.
Sorry to bring the party down. Back to it, everybody.
Do the tomb sound.
Okay, yeah. Rest in peace, Mike Nesmith.
Oh, no! That's a septic tank lid! Oh,
power and I don't have my soundboard loaded.
Oh, no.
All right. This is. I'm glad I said this. Now you will have it.
Thanks, Mike Nesbitt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is your legacy. God. In the world of audio, your legacy is... On pork fried dice. Have fun in there.
And white ass.
Anytime someone dies who matters to us, we should play that sound. That's actually kind of perfect. Oh, what the fuck. All right. So,
Roscoe got in Sanjay's face.
Yeah, he did. All right. So now we are in initiative order.
Okay.
And so, Will.
Oh.
With a 20.
Okay.
You get to go first. You just pick the pocket of Oppo. He skidded past you, and if you would all like, I do have a map for all of you. This
we
is
would
a
like
good
that.
Time now. If you refer to roll 20,
hello.
You may see the map.
What is this body with no head?
That's Sanjay.
He's an empty head, Sanjay? I guess. No head at all.
I googled big dumb brute, dumb thug. Nothing came up, so that is the representation of Sanjay.
Wow.
What did you end up using? I mean, how did you ultimately find it?
I don't remember.
Like, posters hanging in my room. Boop.
Yes, posters hanging in Abby's room.
No!
I snuck in your house, I took a picture, and then I cropped out everything else.
It's
actually
of
Alex.
Yep,
it's
Alex.
So weird. He had, he had to crop out the word dick.
Oh my God.
So here's the map.
Yeah,
oh,
so
I
where
like
is
the turned over brazier?
Who
so
is
there's
who?
The turned over brazier on the left.
Oh, is this Oppo right here?
Oppo's right in the middle, the barn owl with the black face.
Okay.
And then the other Ibish is over on the left.
Okay.
It just looks like a cartoon barn owl.
So is he still running away from me, or did he pause at all? Did I get to say what I wanted?
Bathwack.
I say it in his mind. I cast the message cantrip. And
do what?
Try
say
to
what?
Say, have you run into, have you heard from Savnok lately? Okay. I want him to hear that.
You hear him yell, who's in my head? As he's still running towards Bathwack.
Oh, what a dick. All right, I guess that's my turn, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, even though I cast that spell.
Did message? We hear you ask like the question about Savnok? Or it was,
I said it out loud.
He said it out loud.
I said it out loud, but he ran by me and I said it in his head.
And the dog, I take it, is Roscoe dog. We don't have the St. Bernard on the map?
Correct.
Okay. Dang.
What's that piece of cake? That slice of cake? Is that supposed to be staircase or
something?
That's
stairs, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. It looks delicious.
It's a slice of cake. And so he's still just running away. I'm not going to be able to freaking... gosh, I don't know what to do. That stinks. You know what? I'm going to try to stamp my weird foot and get in front of him, between him and Bathwack.
Okay. Got it.
Trying to teleport. I don't know how to activate it or anything. Maybe this is my whole wasted turn. I do nothing and still do nothing, but that is what that's my realistic turn.
So
is
you're trying to get to the
Will's
square between
one
of the squares between Oppo and
Bathwack. You are drugged.
Yeah.
You are addled.
I am addled.
Yep. See, you like concentrate. You're like, I did this just a second ago. I could do this again, right?
Yeah.
And you take a step. And you find yourself literally right in front of Oppo.
Oh.
You didn't make it quite as far as you were trying to get.
Oh, shoot.
And he collides with you.
Okay.
He is running very fast.
Yeah.
You take...
Okay.
No, actually, give me a dex save.
Okay.
And you're, I think, just outside of Bathwack's range, which I think is 10 feet. But that's good enough, actually.
Oh, nice.
So... You only take one bludgeoning damage, but you are prone.
Okay.
But also, he is prone.
Oh, sweet.
He, like, tumbles through you. He's in, like, he has a lot of forward momentum, so you're in separate squares.
Okay.
But you make him prone. So that's why he's upside down, and that's why you're upside down.
So he trips over me, basically.
Yep. Because you, like, you do, it does work. You don't physically step around. You find yourself in front of him, but... You weren't able to go as far as you wished. And so it was instantaneous and surprising enough that...
I like that I'm upside down. That's
great.
Yeah,
that means you're prone.
Whee! Awesome.
Okay. All righty. Now it is the other Ibish's turn. He steps up One step.
What, he rolled higher than Rafina's 17?
Apparently. Dang
it. What did he roll?
A 19.
Oh, fuck.
That is higher. Yes.
That is a higher number, man. Validated. I agree, says Adam.
Hey, T, your mic is off.
Hello.
What? Has it been off? No.
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 Stop turning your mic off, you ice muncher.
Whoa.
So rude.
Ice munch, you smunch, we all smunch for ice munch.
Whoa.
Number smunchers.
Ice munch so the teacher can hear me.
And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out something and says, "Here, Oppo!" And he throws it.
He says it out loud?
Yeah. Well, no, because he's an Ibish, but yeah. You all hear it. And he throws something dark, and you see it sort of arc over you as you're laying on your back prone, and it falls down and hits Oppo kind of near the head, and it puffs out, and there's this puff of dark black particulate sort of falling all over Oppo, and Oppo is able to get to his feet. He goes, "Aah!" and gets up to his feet. Yikes. And is still looking at you, Bathwax. Still doesn't even paying attention to Will. Okay. Rafina.
All right, so I see Steed.
You do.
I see this puff of smoke, right? Or this puff of whatever.
Yep.
All right, so I'm sorry. I just want to look at the map. Will is prone. And... oh, man, I wonder how much I can communicate with Steed. Probably not enough. My pleasing has probably run its course.
You feel very in tune with Steed right now. More so than you ever have.
Oh, I love this. All right.
Has Steed said anything to me yet?
Nope.
Well, has Steed said anything to me? Because I've got my...
No, it's basically been like a second.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. So I'm going to say in my head, "Steed, can you hear me?"
Oh, yeah,
since
I can.
I'm still able to... Whoa! This is amazing. All right. Steed. I have no idea what I want you to do right now.
Better hurry!
I'm so excited! Okay! Charge at that guy! Charge at the owl! I mean, sorry, racist. Charge at the Ibish!
Which one?
Knock him off course!
You see him, like, turning his green horse head. Looking between the two Ibish.
The one that just roared with the puff of smoke.
Got it! On it! All right, so Steed is now charging towards and is going to attempt to trample Oppo. Bathwack, do you have the statistics necessary for such a endeavor?
Yeah, just a second. Trampling charge. If he moves at least 20 feet straight toward a creature and then hits it with hoofs.
He doesn't.
What?
He doesn't move that far. He's too close.
That's a trampling charge. So then, just a hoof attack?
Yeah.
Is a melee weapon attack.
Okay.
It's plus 6 to hit.
All right, so Rafina, give us a d20.
Oh, I get to roll it. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so plus 6, you said? 18? Okay. That does not hit.
Boogers.
So it kind of hits him, but it doesn't seem to really affect Oppo. So yeah, Steed rears up and smacks him with his hooves. And yeah, that would hurt a lot of you, but doesn't seem to bother Oppo too much.
What?
18 didn't hit? That's fucked up. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Anything else, Rafina? That's
like
your action, but... You can move
it's such
around
tight quarters.
If you want.
I wasn't sure if I'm not sure if I'm going to move because it feels like pretty tight quarters.
You are within 5 feet of Oppo, so at least you know traditionally an opportunity attack he would be able to take on you if
I'm
you leave a square next to him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Roscoe. Roscoe is trying to bite Sanjay's face. You or he can act first, whichever you prefer.
Let's see. Yeah, no, I want to see what happens after the dogs attack.
Okay. So yeah, he's just going to keep biting at Sanjay?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So, yeah, he can make a bite. It's plus three to hit.
Plus three to a d20?
Yep.
Really, a d20? Not like a...
d60? No, it's a d20.
All right, let's see what happens. I mean...
16 plus 3 is a 19 to hit Sanjay. I'm sorry, that does not hit.
What?
Eric, this is unacceptable to me.
Oh my god, wait. This is bad, though. I'm not going to be able to hit anything, guys. Like, that. Those are high. Maybe we should run away.
What the fuck is going on?
Sanjay
literally is a mind... blank,
yeah,
shell.
Okay,
weird. All right, well, yeah, so
brawn.
Does it look like, and you said Sanjay's trying to get the dog off,
yeah,
right?
So right now he's basically seems to have managed to keep Roscoe's face away from his face, and so he's not able to bite him effectively.
Okay. Well, I would like to have Roscoe.
That's so, definitely a cartoon character from the 80s said that. That's like, sure, their catchphrase. Yeah. Roscoe.
I think Roscoe is going to be surprisingly quite dexterous.
Mm.
Hopefully. In an acrobatic move whereby he leaps over the prone body of Will onto the corral's back.
It's a good place to leap onto.
And then leaps off of Steed Corral with his quarterstaff drawn and to attack Sanjay.
Okay.
And I thought about it. Roscoe could have maybe tried to trip Oppo or something, but I think he's really frustrated with the Sanjay dude, yeah, and how he wouldn't go touch grass.
That's true.
That's right.
And is just a total, like, boring person with an AC above 19. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
And he does it with, like, with a speed and agility that you
takes
would not
all
expect
of you by surprise,
from...
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me an athletics check.
Can I make that? And can I argue for an acrobatics?
Actually, instead? That's what I meant to say. So yeah, you don't even have to argue.
All right.
Okay. All right. A 13. So you're able to succeed with this acrobatic leap. With a 13. You're not sure if it's because you're nimble enough or because Oppo is distracted, but he does not try to hit you as you jump out of his range. Also, with a 13, you're able to attack normally versus Sanjay. You don't get, like, advantage or anything like that, but you can attack Sanjay with your quarterstaff, so go ahead and do that.
This will be the two-handed version because he's not holding any dog in his other hand.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
17.
That is a 17. Unfortunately, that does not hit Sanjay.
Mm.
So yeah, you are trying to smack at him, and yeah, you're hitting like his arm, and it's like hitting rock almost.
Jeez. Just give me a second. I want to make sure I don't have anything cool.
I don't. I feel like this is a day. I'm just gonna keep insisting that this seems unwinnable. It's not bad, guys.
We should just give up, guys.
No, I mean, like, run away. I'm considering casting Fly on everyone that I can cast.
Oh, no.
I mean, I know that I'm able to use a bonus action to take the disengage action.
Yeah, you do have a little bit of movement left if you wanted to move away. And that would mean you wouldn't take an attack of opportunity from him.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. it. I've got that liquid courage. Presumably he's been continuing to, well, pretend I didn't say that.
I feel like I heard you say that last time too, and I thought it was alcohol or something, but.
Well, yes, he's been taking swigs and,
Okay.
But although I didn't technically have him do that, but that's just temporary hit points anyway. Pretend I didn't say any of that.
Parker, delete this.
It's an Everwood joke.
Sorry, that's an Everwood
that's
joke.
Never wouldn't joke. All right. Well, so yeah, that's all I have. That's all I got. But I will disengage so that he can't. Well, yeah, I am going to use it just because I am able to.
Because you can
just step. In fact, is the door still open behind him?
Yeah. No, he closed it.
Fuck that, oh. Eric.
Yeah, don't you remember?
Yeah.
He did. I was about to say yes, but I'm pretty sure I said he closed it.
Mm-hmm. Would you let me open it and disengage into the room?
No, you don't have access to the door currently. He is in the way.
All right, then I'll just disengage step over here towards Rafina.
Okay. And speaking of Sanjay, it's his turn. Mm-mm. So he's got this dog on him. And he is going to try to basically ungrapple with the dog. So he is going to roll an athletics check, and you can roll one for Roscoe. Roscoe, he has a plus one.
Okay. Wow, Roscoe crit failed his.
Oh no!
Uh oh! Oh no!
That's not good.
That is really not good.
Animals don't have a great track record on pork fried dice.
His tail might be sore from the R&R earlier.
Yeah, probably.
he's trying to get Roscoe off of him. He's already got his face kind of away from his face. And he just pulls him back and gets his claws out from him and just squats down and then just chucks Roscoe up.
Oh no.
Whoa.
And he's out just far enough from the stairs above that he goes past the stairs, and you hear Roscoe hit the stairs up above with a yelp.
Oh.
You don't think he's dead or anything like that, but Roscoe is up on the stairs above.
On the stairs, okay.
And we'll have to, he's kind of like right above where Sanjay is, but I'm gonna put him over here on the map just because it's easier to figure out. And then he is going to step up here, and he was wielding, if you recall, a greatsword. He has it raised at this point, and he is going to try to hit Roscoe and Steed.
Uh-oh. Two attacks.
So he's going to try to hit the horse twice, and Roscoe once.
Oh my god. Three attacks? So
Steed, and Roscoe. So versus Steed, that is... Alright, so 13 versus Steed, 24 versus Steed.
Those both hit.
And then a natural 1 versus Roscoe, which is this sound right here. I don't hit this very much. Sufjan. We have Sufjan on our soundboard.
Awesome.
Hey everyone, if you want to know what the fuck we're joking about in this here episode, you're going to have to come to our secret Discord.
Secret.
It's super secret, guys. Secret. Nobody knows about it. But guess what? It's in the description of the episode you are listening to. You just click on the link and you join. And Discord is weird, you guys. I'm not really like into technology, but even if you're like confused about Discord, it doesn't matter. Just like join it and like come and say hey, and like show us a picture you drew about us. Anyway, if you really want to know what we're joking about here, it's this amazing video that Adam made where he sang Sufjan Stevens. You got to come to the Discord. He's going to share the link there. You know what? Adam will probably also tweet it because he's good about tweeting stuff that's like relevant to things he's done. So he'll probably share it. Adam, don't make me a liar. Just share it so I can retweet it. So it's easier for me to do because I'm not good at technology. But you know what? Even though I'm not good at technology, I'm still in the Discord, guys. So that means you can join us there. We're pretty chill. We only like nice people. If you are a douche, do not join. I will shit on you and kick you out. All right, everybody. Be nice to each other.
Bon voyage.
Well, Eric's here too, you guys. Did you hear?
Secret.
I hope you like this episode. Bye. Join the Discord. Bye.
So that's two hits versus Steed.
We should link to that video.
Yes, we should. We need to like actually explain that. I don't know if we actually explain that on the podcast.
We don't need to explain it. Just put it in the description.
Well, somebody needs to go and see that. If we have the link, we'll post.
So that's a total of 19 damage to Steed.
Steed winks out of existence.
Oh,
no! We hardly knew he.
Does Steed Corral have like consciousness? Like, was he just like...
Oh, definitely.
Oh, hey, God. Oh, and then he's gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty much.
He's so confused.
Poor Steve.
Poor guy.
All right. And Bathwack. So, yeah, Oppo's still charging at you, but he's yet to reach you. He fell down and got back up. And,
I got between him and
Sanjay rolled a crit fail on his attack against Roscoe. Something cool has got to happen.
Yeah, come on.
Fuck, you're right. Okay. All right. Give me a second.
These poor pork fried dice players have been playing this entire time without the D&D legal expertise.
Second.
I'm telling you, it's our lawyer.
I am here to represent obtain justice for these poor beleaguered players.
I can't wait to see the billboard you're going to have on the side of the highway.
D&D law? I love that.
So he takes these, and it was in the order that I described it, because obviously he doesn't, I guess it could be like a sweeping blow, but that's not. He does hack, hack, hack. And the first two hacks are versus Steed. And the first one makes sense. He strikes deep into this, you know, as much as striking a green celestial horse makes sense. Strikes into his flesh, feels the normal resistance as you cut into things I will leave out for Abby's sake. And then the same thing happens again, but the resistance stops suddenly because, poof, the horse is gone, right? So he actually stumbles and...
which leaves an opening for Roscoe to use his quarterstaff to knock his great sword out of his fucking hands.
Yeah.
That's what I call collaborative storytelling.
Convince me.
Just do some of my work for me is really what it comes down to. Yes. Mm-hmm. Adam knows.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then, yep. So there on the ground is his sword.
Nice.
Did an NPC roll a critical fail in your D&D game? The DM has failed to follow through on what that guarantees in Dungeons & Dragons. Come on down to the law firms of Roscoe and Roscoe.
Oh, more mustard.
Don't mind the mustard stains. I'm always stained by mustard.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.